This week's message and scripture comes out of Matthew's gospel, and it's chapter 24. Now, it's and you'll find it in Luke, and you also find a similar one in Mark's gospel. But Jesus was telling the disciples, this is Jesus speaking, it's red letter edition, so all these words are attributed to him. And the chapter starts out this way, and it's got a subtitle in my Bible, Jesus Foretells the Future. Now, if Jesus said it, I believe it, and I think all of us sometimes need to pay a little bit more attention to the red letter editions. But this is not red letter, but this is Matthew starting out the chapter, and this is what he said. As Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, his disciples pointed out to him the various temple buildings. But he told them, and then this is red letter. It's not on the screen, so trust me. Jesus said, "Do you see all of these buildings? I assure you, they will be so completely demolished that not one stone will be left on top of another." Now, these stones are huge. If you've ever been to Israel or even down to the pyramids, these stones that they build, I don't know how they got them up there. They're huge. And they said, "You're crazy. How can this thing topple, this building topple, and one stone be on top of another?" But he was telling them about the future. That happened in 70 AD when the Romans destroyed the temple. But I digress. Go down to verse 32 to 39. Jesus said, "Now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its buds become tender and its leaves begin to sprout, you know without being told that summer is near. Just so, when you see the events I describe beginning to happen, you can know his return is very near, right at the door." He goes on to say, "I assure you, that generation," could be our generation, "will not pass from the scene before all these things take place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words remain forever. However, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. When the Son of Man returns, it'll be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. It will be when the Son of Man comes. That's what it'll be like," Ralphism added. "Two men will be working together, and one in the field and one be taken." So there's a lot of things that go on, but I challenge you to read Matthew's gospel. If you really want to know what's going on, you don't have to watch CNN or Fox News or anything else. Watch Jerusalem. Watch what's going on. And when Jesus talks about it, you need to pay attention to it. We sang that little song right here a while ago. "World without end, amen, amen." And the people that say, "Well, the world's going to come to an end." No, it's not. "It's going to blow up." No, it's not. And you know why? Jesus said, "I'm going to return." He needs a world to return to. So, yeah, we're going to be, which we are, we're in the end of the age of grace, possibly. It's a time that we live in. I'm blessed and honored to be living in a day and time that we could be the generation to see the return of the Lord.